If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency.
Finance.
A Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what. Go ahead, Jake.
I mean, Carson sends a lot of information yesterday.
We talked yesterday. Yes, it was detailed. Thank you. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, they are on a hiring spree right now.
Doors are open.
I'm trying to get this text pulled up.
Come talk to us.
A spree?
It was to both of us,
Jake. I know. I'm trying to... Okay, there we go. I saw Jim Hansen in there, too.
Yeah, yes.
All right. Currency is doing big things. They're looking for a financial sales representative in Lincoln. And this is what he says. He says they help to facilitate the best financing options to buyers of heavy equipment. They partner with heavy equipment dealerships and auction companies to provide competitive financing options for their buyers. Trucks, ag, construction equipment. It's a fun job.
The equipment piece is so big right now, Steve. There's so much infrastructure going on. So people are not going out and going to like, hey, I'm going to go to CAT. I'm going to buy a brand new, you know, whatever, backhoe.
Okay.
It's a lot of used equipment.
Why? Because there's just so much.
Equipment is being moved a lot, trying to find a little bit more value in their equipment. And so right now, they need help with this. And the number one person in the world that handles all equipment being sold and moved, right there, Sandhills Global. They're the number one in the world.
Carson says you can use Sandhills systems and processes to walk through the loan process with the customer with their advanced technology. This helps the sales reps provide a seamless experience for their customers. And you can make some pretty good money here. It's putting some numbers out there.
The numbers are high.
Six figures.
These are all six-figure jobs, Steve.
So you need to make six figures right now.
You better.
In this world. Yeah.
If that is of interest to you, again, go currency.com/careers. Currency. They're doing big things. They need help. They need people. Go work at Currency.
Okay. They have a hiring spree.
A spree.
Yeah. That tells you a lot right
there. Yes. Spree.
It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
It's Rebound Wednesday for Randy. Rebound Wednesday for Randy. Because we know Randy's right there with Jake as far as fandom.
Yes. He is.
So Dinert Contracting, will be rebounding just like the Nebraska basketball team will be. So today, like I said, he'll be offering 25% off all basement work.
Oh,
so when you get a chance to meet with him, because he's going to rebound, he's going to help everybody else rebound. So 25% off all basement work. Reach out to Randy, have a meeting. He'll come by, free consultation. Have a chance to have Randy. He'll bring Duke with him.
Kathy reached out yesterday, and I went through Jake and got Randy's number. Yeah. My sister Kathy is going to use Randy for some projects. Yeah. Wonder if Randy and Duke would go over to my sister's.
They will. They'll go together. They'll travel. How nice would that be? We can go meet Kathy.
Yeah.
Over there. It'd be nice. I'd like to be part of that. Thank you very much. This is Wild Card Wednesday.
I'd like to be part of it.
Just not sure. But
he
just
wants to be involved.
Just want to be involved.
What's wrong with that?
I've got a tool belt. I'll put one on.
That you like to be involved.
I have to be involved with that. I have a tool belt on.
Involvement.
Hey, this one's a little different today. Okay. It's Wild Card Wednesday,
it
right,
is.
Jake?
Yes,
so
it
I'm
is.
Free to... I'm afraid to just kind of go on a couple things,
yep,
right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Enjoy the start. It's super smart. Enjoy the start. It's super smart. The tail end, it's not your friend. The tail end is not your friend.
Okay.
Let's talk about the first parts of food.
Ooh.
So when you start off with, food, the opening of a peanut butter jar, the first open, you look, that is a thing of beauty.
It is.
You're just like, this is the most amazing. And you go right away, knife to peanut butter, directly to the mouth.
Yep, first one.
If the first swipe out of a peanut butter jar is not directly to the mouth, you're wrong.
This is correct.
You can't be more wrong. And when that opens, it's just like, oh, look at this. It's perfect.
The aroma
and the first taste of the peanut butter, you're just like, oh, how can life get this good?
Yeah.
And then at the end, you're trying to scrape down through, and it's like, oh, man, it doesn't even come close to the same.
Depressing.
It's not even.
I've just had that experience.
Also you got the big jar, you got peanut butter on your knuckles and stuff. And you're like,
yeah, it's everywhere.
Like, it's not. It's like, what is this?
What happened?
I just want to, when you open, it's just the little minute of Xanadu.
Wow. Yep.
When that thing comes
and
open.
And then the end is not as
the
pretty.
End is just, it's like, what is this?
That's not even,
No. And then when you want to feel super powerful, the excitement and power, when you pop the top of squirt canned cheese in the first, and it just fires out.
Wait a second. Squirt canned
cheese? The squirt
cheese whip?
Not cheese whip, no, squirt. Cheese.
Oh.
And you squirt it out of the can.
You squirt it out.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's so
that
good.
That must be a South Lincoln thing.
It squirts. it's like, you've never seen squirt cheese before? Out of a can?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't think my mom
Gregor's
bought it.
Everyone
Kathy,
had it.
Chime in, please.
And then you shoot that onto a Ritz cracker.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Okay.
Now, at the end, it comes out.
Yeah.
Barely comes out. Your first six crackers, it just rockets out.
No kidding.
It's just, liquid cheese.
No kidding.
Comes shooting out. And at the end.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Have you?
I'm not a big cheese fan, but I know exactly what he's talking about.
I
have done it before.
Although this will be very common amongst the breakers, trust me.
Okay.
And we had a deal when with my nephew, we lived in at Utah State. We had 10 cans. We had 10 cans of cheese and Ritz crackers in kind of a walk-in what's the word I'm looking for?
Pantry.
A walk-in pantry. Yeah, that. And then but you just ate it right in the pantry. You stick a cracker out, squirt cheese, boom, and then at the end is like, oh. But I'm telling you, you open that peanut
because
butter
it
up.
It wouldn't come out very well.
It was empty.
Right.
And there's no more power. There is no more cheese. It all just went. So the power of peanut butter, when you open that baby up and that first one right out of the bat, and then the end, it's just, it's like, what are we doing?
And this applies to chunky or smooth.
Any peanut butter.
People are saying, by the way, it's easy cheese you're talking about.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Easy cheese.
And there's different brands. There's a bunch of brands.
Don't tell me you've ever had easy cheese.
I have seen it before. I've never had it.
You've never had squirt cheese?
I don't like cheese very much.
Kathy, weigh in. I don't think we ever had it in our house. I've never had.
That
sounds like a South Lincoln thing. It really does.
No, it's not.
We buy cheese and
I guarantee you that people, Bolt, chime in. Bolt? I guarantee you Bolt's right in his mouth. Cheese.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so.
Happy birthday to Bolt.
Yes.
Anything from the Breakers?
Yeah, we got a lot of texts. Bill and Bennett says, hang on a second. Fuhrer's cheese bread blows Cheese Whiz out of the water. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
D, we love D.
And it's not Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, Kathy says, I don't think we had spray cheese. Yeah. You call it spray cheese?
Yeah. Squirt.
Squirt cheese.
Eric says, Jake and Sip are deprived with the cheese. I choose not to eat it. It doesn't taste good.
We had Cheese Whiz.
Yeah. The Whiz was there. Yeah. That was in a jar.
In a jar. That's what Kathy just said. We had cheese whiz.
In a jar. Kathy.
Someone says cheese in a can is awesome. Had it every year on vacation.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now.
It sounds good.
We're going to try it tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds good.
We'll do it on air. And I'll see what you think.
It sounds great.
I like this one. American Nightmare says, I just got back in my truck, and the first thing I hear is Bill getting peanut butter on his knuckles.
That's what it is. You get in the jar and you're trying to get
when you get a big jar.
Yeah, and then also it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then, but how about that first, when you open that baby up and you smell it, and that first, and straight to your mouth. Boom.
That is one of the joys of life.
Joys of life. It is the joys of life.
Magnum P.I. says, cheese is amazing. Squirt cheese is not. Oh. He doesn't like it, Bill.
I'm going to push back on that a little
bit.
You know, Connor's pushing back.
Yeah.
Downtown Scott says, we had the cheese. I grew up in South Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a South Lincoln thing. Squirt cheese.
I bet people in Wahoo had it. I bet you.
Now, Corey says easy cheese is not a South Lincoln thing. It's more of a trailer park thing.
Wow, that was a twist.
Wow, Corey, that was dark.
I never looked at somebody as being very financial stable because they had squirt cheese. I never thought, like, well, those. What's the difference between our family and their family? Well, they have squirt cheese. I never once thought that was the.
They
go to Hawaii on vacation. They got squirt cheese.
You're probably right.
I don't think that's where it defined it.
Corey got to the essence of the situation.
Yes.
Jared says, my friend in second grade used to get squirt cheese and a sleeve of Ritz for lunch every day. I was jealous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Second grade.
I'm telling you, I'll guarantee, Steve, you will engulf this and be like, okay, this is something.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
In my life, I wish I had been living.
What is it about Ritz? God dang it.
Oh, Ritz are so good.
Someone says this was definitely a Scribner thing as well. Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, Scribner. Okay. Scribner Snyder.
Any more comments about the peanut butter?
Someone does ask, Bill, do you put the peanut butter in the fridge or not?
Good question.
We are non-fridge.
Me too.
We are non-fridge.
Okay, I go jelly fridge, peanut butter out.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. First of all, I just try to put it, like you said, right away, just pull some out and try to put it on a piece of bread when it's in the fridge. You're just tearing your bread up. Yeah, it's not
I'll say this. Elizabeth gets this healthy peanut butter, which has no flavor at all, and that goes in the fridge.
That sounds good.
And I'm like, why do we eat that? Oh, because it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's about flavor a little bit. This is a waste of time to have this. It's awful.
I mean, and I didn't get into
It's like liquid. Yeah. It's liquid peanut butter. Like, what the hell is this?
I don't. I have been against that forever.
And I'm not going.
That's trouble.
And I just wanted to talk about the importance of the opening and the ending of peanut butter. That was the theme. I'm a Jif peanut butter all the way.
Jif is great.
I don't go Skippy. I go
Jif. What about Peter Pan?
I go Jif too.
Not Peter Pan either.
I'm okay with any of those, though.
I'm not. I don't lose my mind.
Right.
I'm not losing my mind. But I want, if I had a choice,
Jif.
I want Jif.
I got Jif sitting in the kitchen all the time.
Yes.
Just so I can go to it.
Elizabeth's firing back on my take. She says, it's not liquid. It's solid. It tastes like peanuts, and there's no sugar.
No.
Peanut butter needs sugar.
Elizabeth, you're fighting an uphill battle. Yeah,
Elizabeth, just walk away from...
You're not going to
walk
win
away, Elizabeth.
No one wants healthy peanut butter. No. I want the sugar and the peanut
butter. And what did your sister say? Cheese Whiz.
In a jar. So she remembers that. Good job, Kathy. Yeah.
Bill, the headline one more time,
we
please.
Could do this for another hour.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to stick to the peanut butter story for a little bit longer. Instead of enjoy the start, it's super smart. The tail end, it's not your friend.
And that is Wildcard Wednesday. And Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
One of the joys of life.
Joys of life is the peanut butter opener.
100. We got to think of other things like that.
Because you stop and think about it. What do you get? Maybe tops 10 a year? 12 a year openings?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
a good point.
That's probably generous. It's probably more in the
like
sixes. Five to six
if
times a year.
If it's just you and Laura, it's probably four or five.
I would like the breakers to text in when they do. And I think let's make a commitment here.
Yeah.
Then when we open it up, we're like, okay, let's talk about
it. I just went through a jar, and I have another jar that's probably about half down. But that is a joy of life. Now, I would say frosting, when you open a can of frosting.
You rip off that foil.
Yeah,
there
there's some joy there.
There's joy.
Yeah.
Someone says, I opened a new jar of peanut butter this morning, and it was soothing.
Oh, it is.
It's soothing.
How many times have you opened a can of peanut butter and go, this sucks?
You don't.
Never. It's never happened.
No, if you're having a bad day. And you do that, that little moment in time is not a bad day.
Yeah. One last one before. This is good. Trevor and Lincoln says this. Today's Bill's Thrills sounds like a description of the Nebraska basketball season. Straight off the top, and now it's getting to the bottom of the peanut butter. It's tough to get out.
Now it's knuckles.
Oh, easy.
Yeah,
it's
knuckles.
Yeah, they had it on their knuckles last night.
They did. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Speaking of food, today's topic, Wild Card Wednesday, cereal slogans.
Okay.
We should be good.
We all like cereal. We've all eaten a lot of cereal in our lifetime.
This will be difficult. But
if you think you know your cereal slogans, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there.
I think we know that.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The record is 0-2 on the week for you guys. 4-1 last week.
I feel like groaning right now.
Is someone going to raise your voice to you today on the game show?
Oh, God. Look who's on.
Oh, wow.
And we have from way in the northwest of our country, Nels in Montana. Nels, how do you feel about cereal slogans today?
I think I can run today.
Okay, Nels.
Nels was pretty good.
We have a voice now with Nels.
Nels called in before for Dr. Love once in the past.
Okay.
But you don't hear it very often. Nels, where are you at in Montana?
I'm up here in Kalispell today.
Kalispell.
Oh, nice.
Today.
And that is where Kalispell is where you would see a lot of the Hallmark movies. They were set in a lot. And they'd be around around Christmas, and there would be someone divorced, and then a carpenter moved to town, and they ended up, you know, seeing each other at the local
chiseled jaw carpenter.
Yeah, all of a sudden they met up.
Standard issue carpenter
getting a latte, and next thing you know they're at some event, and they. Yep. All of a sudden,
there's a lot of fake snow falling.
Yeah, and then they ended up, and he loved the kids. He had two kids, and he loved the kids, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened at Kalispell.
Nels. Christmas tree farm, sleigh ride.
Yeah, sleigh ride and toboggans.
Oh, my God. Good job,
hot
Nels.
Hot chocolate.
Nels, your age.
There was never. Go ahead. No, age is important.
Age, Nels. Age.
I'm 48.
Oh, young.
Young. Wow. I always thought Nels was more our age.
I did, too.
Thank you, Nels.
All right, Nels. First question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. Nels, what cereal has the slogan, Silly Rabbit Blank are for Kids?
Oh, stop it.
I know. Wow.
Tricks.
I don't even know why you do this show.
I think we should go 4 for 4. This should all be pretty easy.
Tricks.
Tricks.
Good job.
All right, 1-0 lead. Sit first question. What cereal has the slogan, Be Happy, Be Healthy?
Oh, well, now we have trouble, Bill, because I need
you. Be happy, be healthy.
Be happy, be healthy. I don't know.
As in B-E-E. Be happy.
Well, now you might have just given it away.
I'm just spelling it out.
Yeah.
Bill, I still need you.
I don't know it.
Great. Be healthy. No,
be happy, be healthy.
Be happy, be healthy.
I think I got it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with it. This out there. Cheerios? Honey Nut Cheerios?
I couldn't just give you Cheerios, but I'll give you a chance there.
Had no idea.
I fought back on
Nels,
that
you okay with that, me giving the second try?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, for
good.
Sure. For
all right.
Sure.
All right, 1-1 tie. Bill is out of play for the lead. What cereal has the slogan, They're Magically Delicious?
Oh, stop.
Nels.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
Yeah. It almost was Frosted. Frosted is Lucky Charms.
Yeah. This is way harder than I thought it was going to be.
These are easy.
Not sure I would have gotten that one.
Okay, you're on your own. And if you get this wrong without Bill's help, he'll be very upset with you. To force the tiebreaker, what cereal had the slogan, He likes it, hey Mikey?
Oh yeah, that's a great... And I'm going to tell you this. I can't buy a box of this. I can't, because I'll eat the whole thing in...
Really?
I'll eat it in 30 minutes. 30 minutes. I'll eat the whole box. I just won't buy it. But I look at it, I'll go in line, and I'll look at the box... And I'll contemplate it, but I will not buy it. Life.
Brilliant.
And I don't mean cinnamon either. I like the regular Life.
I think cinnamon Life's awesome.
Yeah, cinnamon Life.
That is so good.
No. I like the regular.
I'd like to see that commercial again. I just see what Mikey looks like now, because that's an old commercial. Mikey's like 50-something.
Well, amazing
commercial.
On that note, let's see. This is for Nels.
We're in overtime.
This is for Nels. In what year, Nels, did the first... Hey Mikey commercial air for Life cereal?
I'm going to go.
Oh, wow. You're way.
1980.
Before or after 1980?
Yeah, we got a big discrepancy right now. We have an issue.
I'm going to go with you, Steve. Go do it.
Okay, now I just want to think about this. Think about when you were a kid. I can remember those when I was a kid.
So I'm way off on this one.
When
I'm
I was a little kid, I can remember those. I can remember.
What year did he say?
He said 1980.
It's got to be before. Before.
Go before.
Brilliant.
1971.
Oh.
So Sip was a little.
Dang it.
What'd you write down? He wrote 71. He was on the dot. Sip.
Awesome.
Nels, you get a bag of coffee.
Thank you.
Whenever you visit Lincoln. Thanks for calling in, though.
Thanks, brothers. Have a great day, man. Love the show.
Thanks, Nels.
Hey, we love you. And we really appreciate you calling. We really do.
Good stuff.
We really do, Nels.
And it's a Cat Sales, and we love Sand Hills Global, too.
Nice.
Yes, we do.
Wait a second. Cat salesman.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Hold it now. What are you doing for Caterpillar?
I sell heavy equipment. Been doing it for 20 years, man. I love it.
Nice. If you go online, email Nick Schindler in Oregon. He's doing the same thing you're doing. He's my nephew. See if you can get a hold of him.
Awesome.
He's with Caterpillar in Oregon.
Worlds colliding in the Northwest.
Yes. They are.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Nels.
No one ever gets hammered drunk in Kalispell and gets in, you know, like all of a sudden everything. The families are all distraught. Everything is just Xanadu.
That's what you're going to say. Yeah, no.
Never all of a sudden, like, what happened?
Now, you don't see any hangovers. You
know, a bunch of hangovers, and no one can get up. And next day, I didn't get fired because he couldn't get to work the next day. And.
You'll get a job, honey.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like everything is just, man, sawdust.
Nobody's suspended license.
No.
Everything's happy.
No one's got to wear an ankle bracelet.
Nobody's getting their car impounded.
Repoed.
Sean Callahan's next on Early Break of the Ticket.